Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing right now, and I want you to know that you are not alone in this. Maybe you've noticed that your kindergartner seems to swing between two extremes. Sometimes they follow their friends in everything, copying every move, every choice, every idea. And other times they pull completely away, isolating themselves, not wanting to join in at all. And you're wondering, is this normal? Is my child okay? Let me tell you something wonderful. What you're seeing is not a problem. It's development. It's your child's brain doing exactly what it's supposed to do at this age. They're learning one of the most important skills they'll ever develop, the ability to balance connection with others and staying true to themselves. And that, my friend, is beautiful. Research shows us something fascinating about children ages 5 and 6. Their brains are in this incredible developmental window where they're becoming deeply aware of their peers for the first time. Scientists have discovered that 6-year-old children naturally respond to peer influence, and these social learning patterns can last for days. This isn't weakness. This is their developing social intelligence at work. They're learning to read social cues, to understand group dynamics, to navigate the complex world of friendships. But here's what makes this age so special. At the same time they're learning about connection, they're also building the foundation for independent thinking. Doctor Ashley Groh and her colleagues at the University of North Carolina found that when children feel emotionally secure, they develop both the social awareness to connect with peers and the inner confidence to make independent choices. Isn't that amazing? Your child is learning that they can be both connected to others and true to themselves. So when your child follows the crowd, they're practicing social connection. They're learning how groups work, how to be part of something bigger than themselves. And when they pull away and isolate, they're practicing independence. They're learning to listen to their own inner voice to make their own choices. Both of these are necessary skills. The challenge is learning to balance them, and that takes time. Think of it like learning to ride a bicycle. At first, children wobble from side to side. Too far one way, they tip over. Too far the other way, they fall. But with practice and support, they find that beautiful balance point where they can ride smoothly. That's exactly what's happening with your child's social development right now. They're wobbling between following and isolating because they're learning where that balance point is. Now, I want to share something that experts emphasize. Your role as a parent is so important during this phase. When you involve your child in age-appropriate choices, when you validate their feelings, when you model how to maintain personal values while respecting others, you're giving them the tools they need to find that balance. You're teaching them that it's okay to be influenced by friends and to think for themselves, that they can value connection and maintain their own identity. The magic book showed me a story that demonstrates this so beautifully. It's called The Starlight Observatory, Where Truth Shines Brightest, and it's about two friends, Lucas and Ella, who visit a magical mountain observatory. When other children want to misuse the starlight telescope, Lucas and Ella face a choice. Do they follow the crowd, or do they help the lonely keeper and do what they know is right? What I love about this story is that it shows children that true courage means standing up for what's right, even when it means standing alone. But it also shows the power of friendship, of having someone who supports you in making good choices. Lucas and Ella don't isolate themselves from the other children out of fear. They make an independent choice based on their values, and they do it together. After you read this story with your child, you can have such beautiful conversations. You can ask them about times when they felt pressure to go along with others. You can celebrate moments when they made their own choices based on what felt right to them. You can help them see that they don't have to choose between having friends and being themselves. They can have both. Here are some practical ways you can support your child through this developmental phase. First, create opportunities for them to practice decision-making in low-stakes situations. Let them choose between two outfits, or pick what vegetable to have with dinner, or decide which game to play. Every small choice builds their confidence in their own judgment. Second, when you notice them following the crowd, don't shame them for it. Instead, get curious. Ask them, "What do you think about that? How does that feel to you? Help them develop the habit of checking in with their own feelings and thoughts, even when they're part of a group. Third, when they isolate themselves, don't force them into social situations. Instead, explore what's happening. Sometimes isolation is healthy alone time. Sometimes it's fear or overwhelm. Help them understand their own needs. You might say, "I notice you didn't want to play with your friends today. Can you tell me about that? Were you needing some quiet time, or was something bothering you?" Fourth, model the balance yourself. Let your child see you maintaining your own values while being part of a community. Talk about times when you chose to do something different from your friends and times when you enjoyed going along with the group. Show them that adults navigate this balance too. And fifth, celebrate both connection and independence. When your child makes a choice that's different from their friends, acknowledge their courage. When they enjoy being part of a group, celebrate their ability to connect. Help them see that both are valuable, both are good. The research is so clear on this, my friend. Children who feel emotionally secure and supported by their parents develop both the social awareness to connect with peers and the inner confidence to make independent choices. This balance between connection and autonomy is the hallmark of healthy social-emotional development during the kindergarten years. So when you see your child swinging between following and isolating, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that this is not a problem to fix. This is development to support. Your child is learning one of life's most important lessons: how to be both connected and independent, how to value others' opinions while trusting their own judgment, how to be part of a community while staying true to themselves. And you know what? They're learning this with you by their side. They're learning it through your patience, your validation, your gentle guidance. They're learning it through stories like the Starlight Observatory, where truth shines brightest, that show them what courage and friendship look like. They're learning it through every conversation, every choice, every moment of connection you share. This phase won't last forever. One day, you'll look back and realize that your child has found that beautiful balance point. They'll have friends they love and trust. They'll also have a strong sense of who they are and what they believe. And they'll know how to navigate the space between connection and independence with grace and confidence. Until then, be patient with them. Be patient with yourself. Trust the process. Trust your child's developing brain. Trust that every wobble, every swing from one extreme to the other, is teaching them something important. The Magic Book and I are here for you, always. We have so many stories that can help during this time. Stories about friendship and courage, about making choices and standing up for what's right, about being yourself while also being part of something bigger. These stories are gentle teachers, showing children through example what healthy social-emotional development looks like. You're doing such a beautiful job, my friend. Your child is so lucky to have you, someone who cares enough to wonder about these things, someone who wants to understand and support them through every phase of development. Keep going. Keep loving. Keep trusting. The balance will come. With love and starlight, Inara.